A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. On the programme, we have some thoughts on dodgy friendships. We hear about Mary's meals. And I chat to Des Bailey about his new work with Kerry Adolescent Counselling Service. First up, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we have Bishop Ray Brown. You're very welcome.
Greetings and good morning to all tuned in this Sunday morning to Horizons.
How is the Easter going and how did it go?
It's going well and it went well. I suppose we think in particular of Holy Week and Easter Sunday. And just to say a sincere warm word of thanks to all people involved in their parishes who made Easter happen in their parishes. You know, thinking of the ceremonies through Holy Week and Easter. There was good energy. Attendances were good. It's lovely to see choirs coming strong again after COVID. And too, it's lovely to see altar servers back. I think it does us all good to see the children at ease among us, to see their natural joy and fun and happiness.
Participation makes a huge difference to people. When they're involved in some way, in any way, they get more from it, would you think?
Yes, very much so. You know, and there are many people involved in every parish. Just thinking of the liturgy group in the parish and going around to confirmations in the past week, I saw some beautiful Easter gardens. See the Easter flowers and birds, and there's that sense of Easter that just as the new life of spring, nature's fully alive again, so too God gives us the fullness of life and we are fully alive at our loving best, at our happy best.
It is a beautiful time of the year.
Yes, as nature is at its best, as people prepare for sport of the summer, as teams are at their best, so too as human beings, as family members, as community members, God asks us to be at our best, our loving, joyful best as a Christian people.
Now, this is a very busy time for you. Confirmations continue. How is it going?
Yeah, I'd say at this point, we're over three quarters way. You know, I love confirmations because it's a lovely time in the boys and girls' lives, especially sixth class. They're moving from primary to secondary. They're also moving into their teenage years. They've come alive. You know, they're intelligent. They're experienced. They're open. And it's lovely to see them together. You know, and confirmation is something very important in their lives. It's saying that as they become more independent, as they take more and more responsibility for themselves, you know, they'll give of their best. They'll support one another. They'll have the support around them of family and community. But also, God will be with them. God will be their helper and guide.
For young people transitioning from primary to secondary school, it can be an anxious time for them, do you think?
Yes. It's still 2 months away, and maybe for them it's September rather than the end of June. For some, more difficult than others. Although, you know, if they all go together, if many of their classmates now will be their classmates in secondary school, maybe that makes it a lot easier. But that also is a good context for confirmation, to say trust in God. God will be with you. As life has gone well for you so far, as there's been love and goodness and joy in your life so far, so there will be continuing. The heart of confirmation is that phrase, Father, send your Holy Spirit to be their helper and guide. And that's the trust we want the young people to have in their future. And for all of us, it's a reminder to us that no matter what age we are, no matter our circumstances, the same applies to us. God the Father has sent his Holy Spirit to us to be our helper and guide. So let us be confident.
And yesterday in Listowel, we had two rounds of First Communion, another beautiful, lovely event, church event in children's lives.
I genuinely feel too, for both Confirmation and First Holy Communion, that it's a day to honour parents and home and family. If anything is 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, surely it is parenting. You know, think of the challenges facing parents. Think of the pressures on them. You know, think of the sacrifices they make. So I think when they see their children in church for the First Holy Communion, when they see them in church for confirmation, you know, there's a sense in which they can see it's worthwhile. Though there's been difficult moments, though everything hasn't been perfect, all is well. That's life. None of us are perfect. None of us have all the talents. But doing our best, being there for one another, things work out. Things work out well. And that's a lovely part of seeing the children together at First Communion or at Confirmation and seeing their families and the loving, happy, confident families.
On a different subject entirely now, something that everybody involved in the church is very aware of, shortage of priests and the change that's bringing about. Mm. Vocations is a focus for this year.
Mm. And maybe just before that, to say that with confirmations, the First Holy Communions, you know, that, you know, the vocation of parents, the vocation of homemakers, it's the fundamental unit of any community, of any society. The vocation of a parent, the vocation to rear a family, you know, isn't that number one? And this Sunday is Good Shepherd Sunday. Aren't parents good shepherds to their children? As a shepherd provides for the sheep, don't parents provide for their children? So it's good to start with the vocation of every person to make a loving contribution, to spread the word about the gospel, about the good news of God's love for us, God's care for us, what God the Father revealed in sending his Son Jesus.
This is Good Shepherd Sunday, Bishop Ray.
Yes.
That's a song very much that was part of the communion yesterday. My shepherd is my Lord. You know all those beautiful little songs that they sing as part of the communion.
Yes. Going back to the Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want, the psalm. And there are many hymns, many songs, which speak beautifully of the Good Shepherd. You know, the Lord is the Good Shepherd, but the Lord shepherds through us. And Good Shepherd Sunday especially has the focus, surely, on vocations to serve in the church full-time, the vocations of religious, male and female, the religious orders, and the vocations to the diocesan priesthood. And that concerns us greatly.
It's a changing frontier. Things are changing in that all the time, even in our own diocese.
You know, it's an amazing contrast between the enormous numbers of priests and sisters and brothers, both to serve at home in Ireland and to serve abroad. That's been a reality over the past century. And then the gradual decline over the last 30, 40 years to the situation now where there's just a trickle. We consider ourselves lucky that we have two preparing for priesthood, hopefully one ordained this summer and the other within the following 18 months. But it's very few compared to the number of priests retiring, and we've had very few ordained in recent years. We have had one ordained 4 or 5 years ago. But there is a genuine challenge to provide priests for our parishes in this time. As all the people are aware, in every pastoral area, there's a parish which is served by the priests of the pastoral area because they don't, in fact, have a priest in residence. And thank God, that has gone quite well. And the challenge is that all parishes in the pastoral area are fully alive, are at their best. Sincere thanks to the priests and sincere thanks to all in the parishes for the adjustment required, the adjustment of having fewer priests, being a good shepherd to the parish without a resident priest.
I mean, the question is, what can anybody do about this? I suppose in the diocese, we're trying to train lay pastoral leaders the whole time.
Yes, definitely it will change the balance between the number of priests and the number of lay people more actively involved. That involves, too, formation and training for the lay people who will more and more take on the responsibility of leadership. They'll be working with the priests, and we will need priests always for the sacraments, as we're familiar with. You know, and given how few vocations to priesthood, Bishop Cullinan of Waterford is taking the lead We've gone a year for vocation to the Diocesan Priesthood. This year, from this Good Shepherd Sunday to the following one, year for vocation to the Diocesan Priesthood. Take the risk for Christ. You know, we're asked to reflect on those questions we've just been discussing. Why is it happening? What can we do? How can we adjust to continue to live our faith to the full, to continue to have vibrant Christian communities, Christian parishes, in this changing situation? Thinking it out together and say, what can we do to encourage vocations? It's rare now, I'd say, for people to go to seminary at 18. Quite a number of the vocations we have come from people maybe in their early 20s and sometimes right up to early 30s.
We're facing into May, the month of May, and this is a special time for the Diocese of Kerry.
You know, May is a lovely time. You know, it's lovely to see that people freshen up Grottoes to Our Lady, outdoor statues. Sometimes people have Mass or the Rosary at the Grottoes, and may that continue. For brothers and sisters of Jesus, then Mary is a mother to us all. We pray to her for help and guidance. That's one aspect of May. The other aspect for us here in the diocese is the feast day of St. Brendan, and that's Tuesday 2 weeks, the 16th of May. It's springtime, people can be out and about. Exams being the reality for so many of our young people, it's a good time to pray to St. Brendan in the context of exams. Two things that St. Brendan is most famous for, surely, is his courage. Imagine the trips he and monks with him took in smallish wooden boats. It's all of 1,500 years ago, remember. Possibly he got as far as what we now know as America, and definitely he got way up to the islands north of Scotland. But just the courage, young people have that courage, and we all have to have courage in the face of the challenges we face. Alongside that, there was that conviction that the gospel, the life of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ with us always, God who loves and cares for us, that was good news to be brought. He went forth with that good news, that the world needed to hear it. And isn't that a challenge to us to be strong in our faith and to share our faith with one another, to keep one another strong in the faith, and in particular to hand it on to the younger generation?
It's a great time of the year, and it's a lovely time for getting outdoors.
It is. You know, there's many outdoor sites connected with St. Brendan, and different parishes keep the tradition going. For example, climbing Mount Brendan, or the beautiful Holy Well there in Ardfert. But just to encourage people, maybe in honouring St. Brendan, to visit the Holy Wells in their own parishes. And also notice the stained glass windows to St. Brendan, wooden statues, wooden medallions on the wall, St. Brendan in the boat, all the different images of St. Brendan. To see them, and to see them as signs of courage, the courage we all need to live our own lives, and see them in terms of conviction that God is with us. God is our strength. We have joy in our hearts, trusting in God.
Bishop Ray Brown, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning on Horizons.
Thanks. And to everyone, just wishing them a happy summer. It's a lovely time of the year. So easy to get out and about, the long stretches in the evening. So every blessing for the summer months.
Thank you very much, Bishop Ray.
John Spillane's Cherry Blossoms.
Let me tell you about the cherry trees. Every April in our town, they put on the most outrageous clothes, and they sing and they dance around. Hardly anybody sings or dances. Hardly anybody dances or sings in this town that I call my own. You have to hand it to the cherry trees, and they seem to be saying to me anyway. Travel all around the sun, you know it's taken us one whole year. Well done, everyone, well done. On behalf of me and the cherry trees, well done. Well done, everyone. Cherry blossom in the air, cherry blossom on the street, cherry blossom in your hair, and a blossom at your feet. You know we've traveled all around the sun. You know it's taken us one whole year. Well done, everyone. Well done. On behalf of me and the cherry trees. Well. Sometimes I think I'm getting old, not as young as I used to be. So it means even more to me to see the dance of the cherry trees. They seem to be saying, is it only to me? You know we've traveled all around the sun. You know it's taken us one whole year. Well done, everyone. Well.
Sylvia Thompson, you were telling us about The Parish as Oasis, an introduction to practical environmental care, Hargadon and Murphy. You really liked this book. Tell us a little bit more about the different projects outlined.
Another one, the title of it is Get Rid of Your Owl Poisons.
Again, an environmental project linked to church and church grounds?
Some of the church grounds, but of course Christians live in houses. They maybe attend schools. They maybe go to shops. They go for a cycle and a walk. And indeed, there's a whole chapter on get on your bike.
So what they're saying is integrate this way of thinking into your life.
They're suggesting that you take one of the experiments and you try it out. And you modify it for your situation, because you're in a country parish, you're in a town parish, and you gather people round and you say, look, all we have around our church are car parks. Big, wonderful experiment on car parks, because the church is very committed to car parks, it would appear.
Well, but they needed them in the past. Perhaps there's not as much need now because there aren't as many people parking at the church.
But one about car parks and get on your bike is all linked. There's another one about money makes the world go round. Has the church and all the dioceses in Ireland divested from their savings in fossil fuels? And many dioceses around Ireland have done that because they are committed to looking after the creation, God's common home. So each one, you can read it and they're funny and they talk about mistakes made. When you're reading the book, you get full of hope.
Sylvia, you are very knowledgeable in this whole area when you're looking at the environment. Was there anything particularly new?
For me, there wasn't, except that I loved the sense of hope. And the other thing I thought was, here's a little handbook for people who are not, in fact, familiar with this area, or they're nervous about it, or they've never seen it as part of the Christian way of life. We have many examples across Kerry of parishes doing most amazing things. And who are they led by? They're led by the ordinary people of that parish. They don't have to be led by clergy. They're led by people who have a kind of a passion, and then they draw others in. People of all ages, people who are new to the community. They could be asylum seekers, they could be migrants, they could be people with disabilities, young people, older people. We have a crisis at the moment with hostility in our communities. This is a beautiful way to bring people together, to bring them together very often in the out of doors. So it's a great way to build community along the way.
Excellent, Sylvia. So what would you give it out of 10?
Oh, I think I'd give it the full 10.
Well done. Thank you, Sylvia Thompson.
Now that's The Parish as Oasis, an introduction to practical environmental care, Messenger Publications, written by Hargadon and Murphy. After the break, I chat to Des Bailey about the Kerry Adolescent Counselling Service.